الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا إلى آخر الآية وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مقبوض فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رسالة شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم Dear respected brothers, elders, youngsters, and sisters listening on the receiver at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most glorious, who is Ar-Rahman, who is Rabbul Alameen, who is the Lord of the Kingdom, Maliki Yawm al-Din, who we seek help from, Iyaka Na'budu, and we worship only, wa Iyaka Nasta'een, who we seek hidayat and guidance from, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem, Sirat al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to astray us from the correct path like the people before us. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us blessings and bounties and ni'mah which is in front of us on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if a person was to count their blessings and bounties, it would be uncountable. And I mention this every time because as human beings, we have the tendency to forget, which is sometimes part of human nature, the blessings that are in front of us. And the only time we realize and remember these blessings, for example, is when we travel abroad. If we go to the third world countries, we go to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, any country in the third world areas, and we see the poverty there, and the way people live, the way people work all day just to make some money, then we realize how lucky we are in the UK. That, you know, we only work a certain few hours. You know, a person might be a businessman. He may have someone working for him. He doesn't even have to work himself. But he gets the profit. And he shares the profit out. Or for the normal person, working businessman, he goes out to work 8, 9 in the morning, comes back at 5. You know, you sometimes have to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many bounties. And like I said, example one is when we go abroad and we realize the poverty out there. Number two is an example on the social media. We see the videos, the sad videos of the people in Palestine, in Gaza, who are hungry, who are starving. You see the bones on their body, malnourished. And that's when it comes to realization, and when it hits you and reality hits you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much, yet we are so ungrateful. And remember this, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ, be thankful for what you are given. Be thankful for what you are given. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرُتُمْ, but if you become na-kufri, if you become ungrateful, if you become a person of pride and jealousy and takabbur, إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَيْدٍ, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hit you. It will be taken away from you. If not in this life, then definitely in the life hereafter. There was a person who I used to know in college. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a lot of wealth. But he was a person who unfortunately had takabbur in his heart. He had pride in his heart. So I remember one night he called me and he lost all that money. And he was like really sad and upset. So my brothers, remember, takabbur is not something we should be proud of. Going back to my point, so we see on the social media the people around the world are suffering. So we have to remember, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرُتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشِدِيدٌ, that the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not hard to come across. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. O mankind, do you think you will not be tested in this world? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message to us. And we all go through different struggles. I'm not saying we are living this very beautiful life and we have no stress, we have no stress about anything. We have stress. It's a given living in the UK. We have stress. We have to pay the bills. We have to pay the house bills. We have to buy groceries. We have to make our money in order to survive. But remember, there are other people around the world who are suffering. Who are suffering a lot. And people are dying because of this suffering. And on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to you, اقرأ كتابك. Oh, you, Ikra, read. Kitabak, which kitab? Not the Quran. He won't say read the Quran. He said, Ikra, kitabak, read your own a'mal. Read your own a'mal. Read your book of deeds. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to the extent, Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You are your own witness to every single thing that you did in your life from the moment you were born until the moment you had your last breath. Everything is in that kitab. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, firstly, protect our families, protect our wealth, protect our children, but also give us the ni'mah and the bounty of being shukr and being thankful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, for many of us, given us children, given us awlad. And the point I want to make today is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, نعمتان مقبوض فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My message today is for those fathers sitting here and for those mothers listening at home. We have come to the end of the summer holiday period. The boys, the girls will be returning back to school next week. Now as fathers, as mothers listening at home, we have to take time out to understand that firstly, children is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask those people who are unable to conceive, those people who are unable to have children, what they would do to have children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَكِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the one who gives children, I am the one who gives twins, but I am also the one who does not give children as well. So for many of us sitting here, and for many of those listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us children. And the point I am trying to make today is that we are at the end of the summer holiday period. In those 6 weeks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, how have you spent those 6 weeks? And it's a reality. How have you spent the 6 weeks with your children? Number one, did you take time off work to spend those? If you can't get the whole 6 weeks off, did you take a week off? Did you take 2 weeks off to spend time with your children? Number two, what did you do with your children while you had that free time? Did you teach them about Islam? Did you teach them about akhlaq? Or did you just play games and, you know, just waste time? The 6 weeks, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and we have been given the opportunity, you know, with the wealth that we have been given, do not misunderstand me. If you have gone on holiday, you're allowed to go on holiday. There's nothing wrong going to wherever you want to go, as long as you spend that time wisely. You know, my cousin, he went on holiday in the 6 weeks. He went to Turkey. And this is the first time I've seen him send me a video. So he went to Turkey. Alhamdulillah, very practicing man. He's got 3 children. And what he sent me was a video of his son reciting the Quran in Turkey. And what the caption was, after a day of playing in Turkey and having fun, in the evening he sits down with his son and learns Quran. On holiday. On holiday. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O mankind, protect yourself and your families from the fire of hell. And then in that verse, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى goes into the description of the fire of hell. غلاظ شداد, the fire will be so hot, burning. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the description of Jahannam in the same ayah of protect you and your family? Because family, children are an amana to you. They are given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, your hisab and your kitab will be given. And you will be asked, going back to Iqra' Kitab, you yourself read the kitab. What did you do with your children over the 6 week period? Did you sit down with them and teach them du'as? Did you sit down with them and teach them azkars? Did you sit down with them and teach them Quran? Did you sit down with them and teach them akhlaq, the rulings of Islam? We have to understand these 6 weeks that we were given, those 6 weeks are past now. They're very precious 6 weeks. They're very, very precious 6 weeks. That is the only time in the year children are off school for a long period of time. That's when it is key to do tarbiyah of your child. That is when it is key to do tarbiyah of your child. I remember my father, when I was roughly 10, 11 years old, we came for Jummah Salah. This was in the holidays, because I remember going home. I remember coming to the masjid for Salah. Obviously, if I was in school, I wouldn't be coming to the masjid for Salah. So I remember we came to Salah, Jummah Salah, and Nurul Islam. Mawlana Yusuf was giving the khutbah. And he questioned those fathers in the congregation. He goes, how many of your sons or your daughters know the dua for the Salatul Janazah? It's true. How many of us sitting here as fathers know the dua for Salatul Janazah? And if you know the dua for Salatul Janazah, does your child know the dua for Salatul Janazah? It's a dua which is read on a rare occasion. Maybe once, twice a year, maybe once every few years. But this dua is so powerful at that time. So I remember my father, as soon as we got home from Jummah, 2 p.m. maybe, he said to me, you have until 5 p.m. to learn the dua. He gave me 3 hours. And alhamdulillah, I remember that moment. Within those 3 hours, I learned that dua. And since that day, I haven't forgotten that dua. Because that is parenthood, that is fatherhood. It is a dua in which will stay with you until the end of your life. You're burying your mother, you're burying your father, you're burying your uncle, you're burying your grandma, your grandfather. But you don't know the dua. And as Mawlana Yusuf has mentioned in many khutbas, he has been to many salatul janazas where the deceased is in front of them, the mother or the father is in front of them, and the son doesn't know the dua. It's a reality. So what were you doing with that child when they were growing up? In the same way, did you bring them to the masajid for salah? It's a message for all the fathers sitting here and for all the mothers listening at home. In these 6 weeks where children were off work, was the masjid filled with children? You and I will know the answer to this. But you and I will know the answer in our heart, we won't say out loud. Was this masjid full of children in the 6 week period? Maybe there was an extra row, or maybe there were two extra rows, but was the masjid full? No. The father is coming for salah, the son is not coming. But why? We're in the summer holidays. What are they doing at Maghrib time? What are they doing at Isha time? What are they doing at Fajr time? I come for Fajr every Saturday here. Maybe one or two children I see. One or two. Alhamdulillah. I can say Alhamdulillah to that. But all those people who are coming for Fajr, where are your children? Where are your sons? They're sleeping. Why haven't you woken them? The least you could do, okay, if they haven't come to the masjid, at least wake them at home. So in this 6 weeks, okay, let's exclude Salatul Fajr for now, because it's early in the morning. Salatul Zahar, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha, why are those children not coming to the masjid? As fathers, as mothers listening at home, you will be questioned on the Day of Judgment. You will be questioned on the Day of Judgment. You know, alhamdulillah, like, you know, children, they copy and they replicate their parents. So alhamdulillah, you know, my daughter, she's 15, 16 months old, a year and a half, nearly, alhamdulillah. And, you know, she's so smart, mashallah. You know, when my dad, he goes to the toilet to do wudu, she waits for him outside. And as soon as he exits the toilet, she runs to the front room, she gets the musalla ready, and she even gives him the topi. Because this is what they see with their eyes, and this is how they learn. This is how they learn salah. So, the 6 week period, you have to question yourself. Have I done and fulfilled the obligations in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave me the responsibility as a father, as a mother? Because remember, like I said, children are an amana. They are an amana. And on the Day of Judgment, they will either be on your side or they will be against you. How many of our fathers or mothers have passed away and we don't even visit the grave? In which, like I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, protect you and your family from the fire of hell. And then what does Allah, you know, the Quran is so amazing. If you go into the depth and the meaning of everything, is out of this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He first says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, and then finishes the ayah, protect you and your family, and then gives the description of Jahannam. And then straight after that ayah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say next? Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru. Now He is addressing the people of kufr. Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru. La ta'tadhiru al-yawm. O people of kufr, O people who are not people of Iman and Islam, you have no excuse. This is your abode. What is the abode? Jahannam. Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru. La ta'tadhiru al-yawm. إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say after that? Now He's addressing the mu'mins again. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So first it was, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O people of Iman, protect you and your family. Then He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا. Now He was addressing the kuffar. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا لَهُمْ. There is no excuse for you. Your abode is Jahannam. And then straight after that, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say next? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Now He's addressing us again. Tubu ilallah tawbatan nasuha. Make tawba. Make tawba. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us to make tawba? Because we are people who are sinners. We are people who are sinners. So ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu ilallah tawbatan nasuha. And in another verse, in another surah, sorry. And it's a surah we like to recite the most in salah, because it is the shortest surah. So when we are praying, whichever salah we are praying, we like to finish our salah as quick as possible. So we read wal asr. But have you ever thought about the meaning of that surah? Have you ever tried to understand the meaning of wal asr? What does asr mean? Does anyone know? Time. Wal asr means time. So we are reading the shortest surah in order to finish our salah as quick as possible. But the surah we are reading tells us about time. Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, mankind is at a loss. Mankind is at a loss. What loss? Of time. But we are reading wal asr because we want to finish our salah as quick as possible. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, time is already going. You are already losing time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, mankind is at a loss. Except for those, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Who do the good amal وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. For those people who preach the truth, and for those people who are patient. So in this time, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Have you spent that time in the 6-week period with your children, teaching them about the surah? Have you taught them the last 10 surahs in the Quran? Have you learned? Did you help them to memorize Surah Yasin, Surah Rahman, Surah Waqi'ah, Surah Hash, whichever surah it is? And you know, this period, and many teachers of the madrasa will tell you that when children, in August holidays, when they have the 4-week break, when children come back from the 4-week break, they forget everything. So what's the purpose of the whole year teaching them, if the father or the mother won't go over what they have learned over the whole year, over the 4-week period? My brothers, you know, time goes very, very fast. And these children that we have been given to you in front of me, you know, I can see many youngsters. If the fathers are here, bring them, firstly, my advice is bring them to the masjid for every salah. Bring them to the masjid for every, there is no excuse. There is no excuse whatsoever. It may be the excuse in the term time, they go university, they go college, they're tired. To some extent it's acceptable. But especially in the summer period, Christmas, Easter, whichever period it is when they are off school, bring them to the masjid. Secondly, do the tarbiyah at home. Even if it's just a few du'as a day, go over the Quran, teach them about the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go over the rulings of Islam and fiqh. You know, these small things will add up, and when they become adults and they get married and they have their own offspring, at that time you will realize and you will be grateful for what your mother and your father did. There are many people in this day and age who forget their moms, who forget their fathers, because when they were young, they forgot them. They went to work all day. I know people who go to work all day, they don't see the child, and when they come back, when they come home from work at night, they're already asleep. And in the morning, before they even go to school, that father has now gone back to work. So what time will you have for your children? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. He will tell you to read your own a'mals on that day. The beautiful dua in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I say that you say this dua after every salah, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. Oh Allah, make my hisab and my kitab clear on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as fathers and as mothers listening at home, keep our children steadfast on iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the flagship of Islam and allow them to carry it after we have passed away. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. One announcement. One of our regular worshippers, brother Ashik, he's very ill in hospital. Make dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a full and a quick and a swift recovery and bring him home to his family.